fighters. Today, I'm going to get after what it's going to take to survive the recession, especially, specifically, if you're a new contractor. Let's go. All right, my friends, it's important to know that in life and in business, just like in nature, there are seasons, and specifically there are financial seasons. And right now we are in a financial season of a high inflation, recession, high gas prices, bunch of fear, bullshit, you know, negativity. We could keep going, right? So if you're new to business and haven't been through something like this before, you're probably freaking the hell out. You're either totally ignorant to what could go wrong, or you're freaking the hell out because you're super aware, all right? So I want to give you guys some perspective here. And actually, hopefully by the end of this, you're going to walk away seeing that this recession is actually an opportunity for you and your business and your family and your income, and get into it. So first of all, good times, bad times, okay? Not the Led Zeppelin song, but good times, bad times, neither are permanent, all right? When you are setting sales records, making money hand over fist, you couldn't lose a sale if you walked into somebody's house and threw up on their face, all right? They'd still give you the job type, you know, shit's just going right. That ain't ever going to last forever. On the flip side, if you're such a, like the old, there's an old, analogy. I don't know what it's called. I don't need to know that, okay? Because it doesn't have a dollar sign in front of it. But what I know is the old thing that if you're a baseball player and you're in a hitting slump, right? A lot of times they'll go, man, that fucker couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat type slump. All right. That's what I'm talking about here. Like maybe you're in a sales slump like that. Maybe every job you've been touching is going to shit right now. You don't, not making any money. Wherever you are, it is not permanent. You have to get that through your mind right now. All right. So here's some thoughts on how to weather this season as a newer contractor. First thing, it's a choice. This is a choice, but the first thing is don't participate in the recession. Some of y'all are like, I've said that to live audiences and they're like, what? How do I not participate in that? I live in this. This is happening. This is going on in our world. That's fine. Let it happen to everybody else. See, most people shit themselves during a time like this because they're giving their control away. They're giving their power away. They're playing the victim card going, I've seen this in our groups recently. Oh man, everybody's just holding on to their money now. Nobody wants to spend more money, blah, blah, blah. Fuck. Y'all knew what I just spent on my fucking honeymoon in the last 2 weeks. You'd be like, man, motherfuckers are out there ready to spend money. All right. And if you see some of the sales numbers coming through in our battleground and our empire groups and this and that, because contractors are choosing to not be a victim and they're choosing not to participate in the shitty economy. All right. Then you probably change your mind. All right. I want to encourage you to earn your no participation trophy in the recession. Okay. Remember, a lot of you grew up getting a participation trophy, which is why we have a lot of problems in our world. Just calling it like I see it as a 53-year-old guy. All right. Like eighth place motherfuckers are getting trophies for things. That's a problem. All right. Well, the only trophy that I'm in favor of is one that you earn. And I want you to earn the non-participation trophy for the recession. Okay. And guys, tune out the fear, focus on what you can focus on. Focus on what you can control. That's what we talk about here on this show every damn day.
Hey, listen, at the Contractor Fight, we get so many questions about making more money. I want to let you know about our free resource, the 50% Gross Profit Sheet. The fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now is to raise your gross profit, and this worksheet will show you how to do that. Head to thecontractorfight.com/50, that's 50, right now, and learn how to make more money with our instant worksheet download.
All right, second thing. If you want to survive this recession as a new contractor, you must commit to ringing your cash register every damn day. You must commit to ringing the register every damn day. Sell something every single day. Okay? If you do big remodels, sign a design a day. Okay? If you're a painting contractor and you got the phone is slow right now for whatever reason, pick up the damn phone, call your past customers and sell a powder room. Do something, because guys, every day that you have a sale, it creates momentum. It creates positive momentum, creates energy in the right direction. And most of you all, again, are sitting back waiting for shit to happen. You don't realize the control you have over ringing the cash register every single day. All right. This goes into prospecting for new business, sending UITs out, which are these messages that we send to past clients and people in our database that actually kick up hundreds of thousands of dollars of work, like now. Okay. There's a lot that you can do. All right. Maybe you're not working right now. Maybe you haven't been doing some of the things that we teach here in the fight, which is fine. We all start in a place like that at some point. We all have a wake-up call. Well, this is your wake-up call. Maybe you're sitting at home, been home 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it is. You don't know what to do. Okay. Phone ain't ringing. No money's coming in. All right. Guess what you do have? You have 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day to fucking hunt. All right. To introduce yourself to people, to knock doors, to send DMs, to create content, to educate. There's always something you can do, the action you can take to ring the cash register every single day of the year. Now, it's unlikely that the average home improvement contractor is going to sell a job every single day, 365 days a year. However, I have no control over what people do. What I do have control over and what you have control over are the actions that you take. And when you have that mentality, and I'm not participating in this shit, I'm going to ring a fucking register daily, good shit happens. Third thing, how to survive recession as a home improvement contractor, as a new contractor. This one's going to ruffle your panties a little bit, but I don't care. Unless you're freeballing it, then we're all good. You need to raise your prices. Ooh, boy. Some of you just tuned me out. You said, there's no way I can do that. That's the worst time to raise my prices, Tom, is when there's a recession because people are fearful. They're holding on to their money. Guys, let me tell you this right now. It is a race to the bottom for 95% of the contractors right now because they're chicken shit. They don't know their numbers to begin with, and they think that discounting is going to actually be their path to profitability and survival, and it's not. Here's why. During a recession, you typically have less leads coming into the business. Okay. So let's do some real simple math. If I have 10 leads a month coming in, all right. And I know if I sell 5 of those jobs, I'll have enough money to pay the bills. Okay. At like gross profit to pay the bills after the project is done. Hopefully you're all tracking with me here. All right. Well, if I got 10 and then like happened to me in 08, our lead flow was cut in half. Now I got 5. Well, if I sell half of the 5, that's 2.5 jobs at our normal gross profit that we were getting when we had the 10 leads. There's only 2.5 jobs to recoup the overhead and the profit and all that other shit and that money. So you actually have to raise your prices because you have less at bats. Hopefully that makes sense because you have to keep more of the money that is coming in because you have less jobs that you're probably going to sell during a shitty economic season in your business. Guys, this is where you got to know your numbers. This is where you got to improve your sales skills. Raising your prices, I'm not talking about gouging people or any of that. If you're raising your prices and you're not ethically delivering your services and your products and the experience and this and that, you don't deserve to raise your prices. You deserve to go broke. All right. But if you're a man or woman running your business with integrity, all right, this is just what it takes. I mean, shit, last night I turn on Hulu for the first time in several weeks. We come home, I turn on Hulu as I lay in bed last night, and the first thing that pops up the screen is, hey, bitches, we're raising your price, okay? And I'm seeing it everywhere right now, all right? So y'all wonder why contractors are continually broke. It's because you're pussies about raising your prices, all right? And if you're offended that I used that word a minute ago, leave, all right? Whatever. So that's exactly what you are. You're being a total wuss, puss, whatever you want to call it. All right. And our world is soft because everyone's got thin fucking skin right now. All right. Guys, you got to get better daily at the math of your business. So before we get out of here, I want to encourage you with this. Most contractors, that includes you, and that includes your competitors, by the way, will not do these things. This is the opportunity. All right. This is the hope that you got to have in your eyes right now. Most are not going to choose not to participate in this. Most are going to take the bait of the fear and the bullshit that's out there and the bullshit stories they tell themselves about nobody's spending money and everyone's cheap and blah, 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 and this and that. All right. Okay. Most are going to buy into that fucking bullshit. All right. Most of them are not going to commit to ringing the register every day and controlling their own actions. Most aren't going to go out there and hunt and farm and like a beast every single day. Most are going to sit back, tap out because, oh, the economy sucks. All right. Bunch of lame ass fuckers are what they are. All right. And most aren't going to raise their prices. Most are going to be chicken shit and they're all going to race to the bottom. I saw this in the recession in 08. I had zero work on the calendar, zero, going into the month, right after Thanksgiving into December. Within a week and a half, I filled up through mid, all the way through December into middle to the end of January of the next year. And how I did it, I fucking doubled my prices on every lead that came in. And my confidence with that, because I knew my numbers, I knew it was right. I knew we had to keep more of every dollar that came in because we had less at bats. It saved our fucking business. One of the many things that we implemented that we had control over. All right. But most won't do these things. So you do you, you attack consistently. You have what it takes. Now, if you need help, knowing your numbers, getting your mindset right, your pricing, or how to get work right now, you might be interested in our foundations program. Go to thecontractorfight.com/foundations. It's a video training course that we have for y'all that has helped thousands of contractors move from this level to this level just by implementing a few simple concepts. So head to thecontractorfight.com/foundations. And as always, share this, like this, send us questions, give us ideas for other topics that you want more on. We love you guys. You can do this. Fight through this. Don't be like everybody else. Be an uncommon contractor. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.